Hi guys, I'm Hector Moreno. You're listening to Soccer Matters with Glenn Davis.
This song from No Fit State called Hit the Ground. Who says there's no good rock and roll still out there? There is. Some great bands. They just don't get the airplay. That's part of the problem now. It's more R&B and hip-hop. No, it's not a problem. It's a problem if you got guitars in your band. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. 713-780-3776 is a number. 713-780-3776 is a number. I mean, think about musicians. And I mean, they got to make their money touring now because everybody can download their music. So they have to be out there. It's been a rough year for musicians. And I'm not talking about the ones who've made multi-millions. I'm talking about the guys that are incredible and gals that are incredibly talented that need to be in front of live audiences to grow their brand. Look at me. I'm 17 years into doing this on the radio. I'm still trying to grow it every day. I'm still begging and pleading you to listen to this show and to call into this show and you know, relate your passion to the game of soccer. Well, the next guest, he has a lot of passion for the game. We know that. He's brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsors, John and his firm, personal injury attorneys. And you can contact the Daspit Law Firm, our presenting sponsor, at 713-322-HURT. 713-322-HURT. And by the way, they're bilingual. So that's easy. All right, Zarek Valentin joins us now of the Houston Dynamo. Zarek.
Hey, how's it going, Glenn?
Great to have you on, Zarek. We were just talking a little music there. I remember our last conversation because I know you're a big music guy as well, but let's get right into where we are now. We're getting close. That opening day, the curtain raiser, we're in that game. It's the San Jose Earthquakes coming to town. I have to think you're now kind of seeing the light after a long, arduous, and tough preseason.
Oh, tell me about it. I think I saw it was about 10 days till kickoff on next Friday, which is fantastic. I know the guys are extremely excited to go out there and officially kick somebody else. We've been doing it in preseason for a little bit, but it's going to be nice to get out there and have a good test. I would say first game of the season, and this is going to be one of the tougher ones. I'm very excited to play San Jose. I haven't played the system yet, you know, since Almeida's been there, but I'm just excited to get out there and get back in front of the fans.
Yeah, Matias Almeida and San Jose coming in. Guys like Jackson Ewell, you know him, Carlos Fierro. Chris Wondolowski, the all-time leading goal scorer in the league, still going strong for San Jose. So, look, we all know what went down last year. It was a very tough year for everybody. What is different this year to you, Zarek? And it can be roster, it can be whatever, but what is different with this team this year that you can tell the fan base because you're in this every day?
There's obviously some very clear differences in terms of roster, in terms of player personnel, in terms of the experience and tab system. These are a lot of things that I think a lot of the fans see, but one thing that may not be as visible to people is accountability. And that's one thing that myself and a few other veterans have really tried to instill and try to uphold from day one in preseason. And that's something that I know will drive our team further, is the accountability that each player holds each other every single day in training, about our professionalism, about showing up on time, about doing all the little things, because I firmly believe that when you do the little things right, it makes the game easier, and then eventually, you know, when we can hold each other accountable off the field, we can do it on the field, and it's, you know, a great balance in that way. So for me, accountability has been one thing. I know we've been preaching internally from a player standpoint, and I'm excited to see that blossom with our team and hopefully into some results.
He's a Houston Dynamo right back, Zarek Valentin, joining us. Year two for him, has played in and around Major League Soccer, notably at the Portland Timbers, who today played in the CONCACAF Champions League 2-2 draw with Matatón. All right, is the system the star here? I'm going to just make it real simple. Is the system and the collective sum of the parts, is that what we should be focused on here with the Houston Dynamo?
It's difficult to say. I think that, you know, obviously the system is very evident in the way we play and the way we want to play. But ultimately, it's the people in it that shine. And when you look at this past game against Austin, you know, the system is very evident, but then you have individuals that are willing to make plays and go out there and be game changers. And that's exciting to see. to see some new guys come in and start to gel. You know, obviously, with last game, it was Fafa came on and banged in two goals. Tyler got one of the assists, and the next one was Maxi, one of the most difficult finishes I've seen in a while that was made to look so easy. So it's great to see these guys settle in. Are we there yet? By no means would anyone say, oh, you know, we're in season form and we're ready to go. No, but it's exciting to see those flashes. And we're trying to put it together as quickly as possible with this preseason and with the amount of time we have. But I'm excited to kind of see the players grow into the system and kind of find that incredible balance where you have a set, I would say, way to play. But then ultimately each individual can go out there and show their own style, show their own flair, and really embrace it in their own role.
Is it fair for me to say that as I watched all the games last year and called all the games, that I love the fact that Tab, for the most part, stuck with his belief in this system he's trying to implement here? I mean, he could have changed midstream. He could have dropped everybody off and let's just play counterattacking soccer. But to me, that wouldn't have been progress. And I think mm-hmm. that the belief in the system. And now an enhanced roster here with some players that he has wanted, some players that add to a lot of different areas and things that we could talk about that I'm not going to mention. That makes it, to me, exciting.
100%. And it's difficult for a player to buy into a system if the coach just abandons it right away. And I think that goes for our team. And I think, for example, that goes very well to San Jose. The way they play is very unique, and it's very different than most MLS teams and most teams around the world, but their coach believes in it 110%. And essentially, he's shown that either get with it or we're going to find you somewhere else to play. And that's okay if you don't buy in, but we need everyone to buy into the system 110%. And I'm really happy that we have a coach that has our way of playing and that believes in it, because as a player, that's exactly what you want to see. If we had changed and completely went, you know, to the style in which I played in Norway, which was counterattacking, bunker in your own half, and try to pick teams upon the counter, then it would be difficult to believe in what the coach is saying on a day-to-day basis. But you know, Tab genuinely believes this is the way he wants to play. And as you said, we brought in a few guys that fit that system, maybe just a little bit better than what he inherited when he arrived. And I'm just excited to continue that process. The process is what's fun, and hopefully that continues to grow into some really good results. And we're going to have a great test here come next week.
Yeah, so what you just described with San Jose and what you're describing with your team, I think is really, really interesting, because this becomes the great equalizer in a lot of ways, because everybody knows when there's a team bought into tactics and what a manager is doing or a coach is doing, it can be a tough beast to play against.
Mm-hmm. 100%, and that's what's exciting about it, is we're developing that, and we'll circle back to the word accountability. And the plan is very clearly laid out, and it's just a matter for us to go out there and try to execute it as best as possible as players. And we also know expectations of ourselves and of our teammates. And if people don't fit those expectations or are coming up a little bit short, we're going to nicely encourage them that we need to hold each other accountable and to push forward, to put our best foot forward, because we're going to get results this year. And that's the goal. We're not happy with the way that things went last year. You'll not talk to one person that is satisfied in which the season ended, but that gives us so much hunger going into this year to prove people wrong and to capitalize a lot of those moments. There was a lot of good moments last year, but we also lost a lot of critical moments. And that's something we have to be cognizant of in the way in which we play. But ultimately, I think we brought up some great pieces that are fitting in well. I think the players that are currently in their second year with Tab are even more comfortable in the system, and everyone is showing their personality in different ways, and which is very exciting to see. We've been getting some good results. We have a derby coming up on the weekend, in which those games against Dallas are always incredible. You know, we want to go out there and win La Copica. It's something that's important to the fans and important to us. And it continues to progress and push our team one step closer to entering into the season on the best foot possible.
Zarek Valentin joining us. You got to love being next to Tim Parker right now, because we got two of the better talkers and communicators on the team near each other.
Yeah, I mean, we feed off each other. I think Tim and I have developed a good relationship since coming here. We've had a lot of mutual friends back from our Northeast days, and it's exciting to have someone of his caliber, someone who's been in with the full team. And I think one of his caps, he was telling us, they played France in a World Cup tune-up match before last World Cup away, when they they were fully in there. So to have that experience and someone of that I've played against many times back there is fantastic. And I think a lot of guys are enjoying playing with him, enjoying the standard that he's bringing every day in training, enjoying that voice because it's someone different than me. And he's just been a great addition, but not only Tim, but also just a lot of the other guys who've come in and tried to make their mark and show their personality in a lot of different ways. It's exciting because here in Houston, we don't just want to bring in good players. We bring in good people, and we're building that locker room and we're changing that culture. And that's exciting to be a part of. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to be here. And one of the reasons why when I speak to some people who have the opportunity to come here, they're excited to be a part of what's being built and see the vision. And it's something that's completely different than what the Houston Dynamo might have been in the past year or two. And listen, Glenn, the season cannot come soon enough. We're excited. I know you're excited. And next week is the big one. So we're excited to get out there in front of the fans again, which has been way too long. But to have some sort of capacity is fantastic.
Yeah, I'm super pumped for the season. I think everybody is. And just to be able to go down and watch you guys and hear the sound of a ball and you guys shouting at each other and going through the paces in preseason, it's fantastic. So when it becomes the real deal, it's going to be even better. I want you to talk a little bit about Derek Jones because coming into the season, I thought he was a big X factor. I know he played at the under 20 level for TAB. He really seems like a wonderful shield for the back four. Maybe you can take us into him a little bit.
Derek's fantastic. He's a Philly boy, which is even better. Great personality, is fitting in fantastic with the locker room, and he's a sponge, which is great. He's as you mentioned, he played with TAB at the 20s, and he has a lot of raw talent and a little bit of experience in the international game, and obviously MLS experience too. But I think that the biggest thing with him is he's a sponge and trying to soak up as much information and knowledge, playing with guys like Mati, talking to TAB. People are holding him to a high standard because they see how much potential he has. And I think that's going to be one of the sneaky pickups this offseason that a lot of people aren't talking about. But internally, we're super excited to see him grow as a player because playing against him and playing with him now, you can see the talent and you can see a lot of this raw potential that's in him. And I think that playing with a coach that knows how to get the best out of him, the coach that trusts him, and you can see that relationship, the prior relationship that they've had, it's very exciting to see. And we're going to be hard on him because I myself and, talking to Tim, we have high expectations because we just see how much that potential is. And being a young guy, you have to keep on him every single day. But the sky's the limit for him. And he's becoming like a little brother to a lot of the guys in the locker room, even though he's 6'5" or 6'6", looking down on us. But, he has an incredible heart. And he's going to have a great year. And I'm just excited to see him flourish in our system.
Yeah, he's got a nice level of composure, too. And, boy, what you just said is so important. Like the Zarek Valentins of a team, the Tim Parkers, these are guys that can accelerate. Honestly, and I'm saying this speaking for me and not you, they can accelerate player development of guys on teams simply by demands, raising the bar higher. And that's why you're signed, quite frankly. Todd Ramos is signing guys because he wants them to help raise the bar of the culture. If you miss that, you're missing a lot. Okay, so you got to go soon, but I have to ask you this before you go. We put out something tonight about best combinations. It can be in sports history, but how about in soccer? So we've had, Steven Gerrard, Torres, we've had, Messi and Iniesta, we've had Jordan and Pippen. Who would be maybe your choice of great sports combinations? I just got one in here on Twitter at Glenn Davis Sock. Valderrama and Aspria for Colombia. That's a good one. Who you got, Zach?
Are we talking soccer or basketball?
I would prefer it be soccer from you because we've been yep. taking everything. We've taken some NHL with Messier and Gretzky. But who would you maybe soccer-wise go to?
Soccer wise is tough. I mean, if we want to go this route, I would go Maldini and Nesta. Growing up on the AC Milan team.
Oh, perfect.
Those two. Everyone's thinking attacking wise and that combination. But to grow up watching those two guys hold it down for AC Milan for so many years, And
you could have put Barese. You could have put Barese in there too with Maldini.
Of course, you could throw a few different guys. Being a defender, you know, thinking of those two guys, you know, those pillars for AC Milan for so many years, and having the pleasure to play with Alessandro in Montreal for 1 year was incredible.
What a guy, huh?
I think there's just so many great center back partnerships we can look back at.
Hey, Zarek, we got to hit a break here. We got to hit the hard break because I'm hearing the music. But you know what I think would be a good, you know what pairing I like? I like that Valentin Pico pairing. How about that down the right side? I like that one. All right, I'm going to let you go. Thank you so much for coming on tonight, Zarek.
I appreciate it.
All right, Zarek Valentin does a great job both on and off the field for the Houston Dynamo. What a personality. You got to have those guys on teams. And you got to hold each other accountable, and there's a lot of that going on. Hopefully this is all going to translate. Again, the Houston Dynamo Saturday, 4 o'clock against FC Dallas. You can catch that game on the Internet, or you can go to the stadium, HoustonDynamo.com. And this is brought to you by John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. Coming up next, Shea Groom, Houston Dash, right around the corner.
ESPN 97.5.